Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
With us now is our 4th District Congressman, Ron Estes. Ron, thank you for joining us this
evening. Well, it's great to be here, John.
And we'll be with you Tuesday night, right? You're hosting the watch party.
Having a victory party on Tuesday night.
Let's not jinx it.
Well,
it'll be a victory for you.
It'll be a victory for a lot of people. I think it's so important. I think when you look at people go to the polls, they have been for the last couple of weeks and will continue through Tuesday. I mean, they just see what's going on in the country.
Yeah.
And they see a very clear-cut choice between what the Democrats have done with the policies that they've implemented the last 4 years versus what Republicans are campaigning on and what they did when President Trump was in office.
I attended a fundraiser with you. Well, I attended a couple of fundraisers with you over the last few weeks, but you shared a couple of stories. I wasn't aware that you've been actually traveling with the Speaker of the House, with Mike Johnson, to some of these battleground states to help get Republicans elected. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and then tell us what your thoughts are regarding the chances of retaining the House?
Yeah, I think I forget the number, but I think the Speaker's been to about 250 different cities in 40 different states since he's been in office over the last year, and helping raise money and supporting candidates. So I went up with him in Nebraska and Iowa, and actually we're campaigning for 3 different candidates up there. And then I left to come back and stopped in Johnson County with a get out the vote rally in Johnson County while the Speaker was going on to Michigan to campaign for some other folks. So, you know, it's so important for us. I mean, I believe strongly President Trump's going to get elected. And it's important that we keep the House. And, you know, one of the things that we've seen is after President Biden's disastrous debate, the Democrat donors saw that, they were going to lose to the Republicans in the Senate. They were going to lose the White House. So they started putting a lot of money against, House candidates. And so, we've seen some of those races that were in really good shape have tightened up over the last 3 months. And, so that's one of the reasons why we're out helping other members to get reelected so that, we can actually make sure that we can implement good policy, because a lot of the policy starts in the House.
You know, you've had to work with both Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I think Nancy Pelosi was, any gem to work with, I can imagine. That being said, every time Hakeem Jeffries opens his mouth to speak about you or us, for that matter, we're MAGA extremists. It seems like he never has anything positive to say. At least Pelosi was a little more diplomatic. Can you give me an idea how bad would it be if we wake up on Wednesday morning and it's Speaker Hakeem Jeffries going to be Speaker Hakeem?
Yeah, it really would be bad, because even going back to when Kevin McCarthy was selected Speaker and Hakeem Jeffries was the first time as the Democrat minority leader, and instead of doing following the tradition of recognizing the new speaker,
I remember
even the
this.
Person of
yeah.
the other party, he made it all a pitch about himself. And
yeah,
about the
I
Democrats
remember that
and
speech.
Nation.
It was really partisan and negative.
That's not the role. That's not what you're supposed to do in that scenario. I mean, we have elections, and unfortunately, sometimes the people that have the bad policy are elected, but you still respect who's in office and work through that. And that's that would be a problematic, and particularly problematic if for some reason the Democrats were to win either the House or the Senate, but particularly the House, because the President Trump would effectively be handcuffed, and the House would you'd just see all these fake impeachment hearings start up again,
Exactly
what they did before when Speaker Pelosi was in the majority.
You think they'd start that nonsense again?
They would start that nonsense again. Yes. I mean, because
on the same stuff, or just wait for something new?
They wouldn't wait. I mean, they'd either start talking about the same stuff or continue on or make up some new stuff. I mean, you you go back and through and look at all the stuff. I mean, they lied about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Right.
And they
Russia
they,
collusion.
They, yeah, all they, yeah. The whole Russia collusion was created by the Democrat National Committee and Hillary Clinton paid to have this, you know, the Russiagate aspect created. And then they got some of the members in the FBI and the Department of Justice that were political, biased, and instead of doing their job, they actually focused on that. They ignored all of the payments that were coming in to Hunter Biden and his tax fraud and other issues, and actually didn't want to communicate around what President Biden had been doing and what his connection was to Hunter's business. And so they'll make up stuff if they can't, if there's no factual basis.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
To do it.
You were talking with 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. You mentioned the Senate. I think we're positioned pretty well there. I talked to Roger Marshall not too long ago, and he was feeling pretty confident. What do you think? I mean, are you feeling good there?
I think the Senate's really looking good. And in fact, I mean, I think the Democrats recognize they're going to lose the majority in the Senate. I mean, once Senator Manchin from West Virginia said he wasn't going to come back, and now if you look at polling, Tim Sheehy up in Montana is 6 to 8 points ahead of Joe Tester up there. And so that would make it 51 if you add that to West Virginia. And then you look at 4 or 5 swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, where there's really, really nip and tuck Senate races as well. And I think President Trump's going to do well there, and I think it's going to help with the Senate races. And, you know, we potentially could even have a Republican senator from Maryland, because the Republican governor Hogan is doing well campaigning in Maryland.
Yeah, Larry Hogan, who's running, you know, away from Trump, which you do what you need to do to win, pal. If it helps us win a Senate majority, I'll take it.
Yeah, and that's the important part, particularly in terms of having a majority on either chamber, but on the Senate in particular, because they've frequently or on occasion have been 50-50. At that point in time, obviously, then the vice president is the tie-breaking vote. Yeah. However, they have to have even numbers on the committees, which makes it tougher to set your policy and make sure that those priorities are addressed.
You at some of these fundraisers, I think every one of them actually, you were there with either the speaker or the Senate president. A lot of the conversation has been retaining the House and Senate supermajorities. That is so important because, frankly, Laura Kelly, in her last 2 years, she is going to go all holds out because she has nothing else holding her back. If we don't have those supermajorities, that's so important in the Kansas legislature.
Yeah, and I mean, I think part of that gets back to the whole reason our government structured the way it is to have checks and balances and to have a legislature that can actually stand up to a governor and actually promote what the people want.
Right.
And particularly in a scenario where a governor's a lame duck and doesn't have to worry about what the voters care about and goes and promotes positions. And we've already seen that's kind of been the method of operation from Governor Kelly over the last 6 years that she's been in office is she's been overridden. She's vetoed more bills and I think been overridden more times than any other governor in Kansas history.
Yeah.
And it's a reflection that she's really not wanting to govern for things that are good for Kansas. She's wanting to govern for her own particular biases and pet projects.
And control. She's big in control.
And control. Yeah. And so it is important and having that checks and balances in the Kansas House of Representatives and in the Kansas Senate is to make sure that there is a veto override capability just to make sure that things keep on the up and up, and that you know, you can get a budget passed, and it's all just not roughshod, and so it's important. That's what we've been out as we've seen a lot of campaigning across the state in terms of making sure that people get reelected, and ideally, I think they're looking to maybe add to their numbers in some seats.
I think there's a chance, and I think another nice thing is some of the votes that were quote unquote Republican, but were either troublemakers or didn't vote with us very often, have either retired or lost in primaries. So I think we're going to be in a position that's benefits us even more so. It'll be a little more reliably Republican, shall we say.
That's probably true. Also, it's, you know, when you look at this and you look at good policy that comes out as a Kansan, I want to make sure we have good policy that's agreed to by the legislature and the governor. But, you know, in Washington, I even see some of that problems where, you know, somebody comes up to me and says, well, you're governor in Kansas, which is a reliable Republican state, said X, Y, and Z. And, you know, without the legislature there to provide that checks and balances, it's an important issue that we make sure that we get good policy in place.
I mentioned when we first started the segment that you're hosting the election party. It's the Keeping Kansas Red Victory Party. It's coming up Tuesday night. KNSS will be there. I'll be there, broadcasting live as part of our election night coverage. Folks can RSVP. It's at the Cozine Event Center, but folks can RSVP at EstisForCongress.com/victory, correct?
That's right. That's our EstisForCongress.com/victory. We have the folks there at the Cozine Event Center have been so helpful in helping get that set up and to work with. And we want to be able to have a place where a lot of candidates can come out and a lot of voters can come out and activists to be able to talk about and spend time with candidates and share on not just the successes in Kansas, but also across the country.
Hope it's right. You know, I do have one more very, very important question to ask you. And that is, did you get the milk and the eggs? Because I've seen that commercial and I've seen the list on the wall and I know Susan very well. And if you don't get that milk and eggs, you're going to be on the bad, and you do not want to be on Susan's bad list.
Yeah. Well, I will say this for sure is that I'm headed to the grocery store from here.
So. Ron, if folks want to connect with you, I have to be honest with you. I have actually stolen more than one of my daily carry-on commentaries from articles that I have found in your Ron's Reads, which is a daily newsletter that comes out weekly newsletter comes out. It's called Ron's Reads. It's phenomenal. Links to articles. The thing I like about it most is it's not just position statements. You actually put the links in there so folks can actually read and fact check you.
Yep.
If folks are interested and they want to subscribe to Ron's Reads, where can they go?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess in general, we just want to make sure that we have, we get facts out so people have that at their fingertips.
Yeah. And you
to
do
be
that.
Able to get access to that. And I'll give people both the campaign as well as the official website they can go to. They can go to estes.house.gov for official information. Sign up for a newsletter there. Or as we mentioned, go to estesforcongress.com for our campaign updates and information. We keep the two separate. And obviously we want to make sure that we use taxpayer dollar wisely, and we don't necessarily use them for self-promotion, but we want to make sure that people have access to information, whether it deals with official activity or for campaign activity.
Well, like I said, the Ron's Reads have been fantastic. There's some great articles and great information. I find it very useful. Yeah. So.
And we get together and we talk each week about different things, and different folks in the staff come up with things that they've seen that are out there, it's a great way to be able to get good information out there in people's fingertips.
Well, again, that's EstisForCongress.com. Yes. And Ron, I guess I will see you Tuesday night. Cozine.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate you, my friend.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.